West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Georgia's 3rd District Congressman Drew Ferguson on Thursday announcing he will be retiring from the House of Representatives upon the conclusion of the 118th Congress and will not be seeking re-election in 2024. Ferguson had served as mayor of West Point from 2008 to 2016 before being elected to fill the 3rd District House seat vacated by Republican incumbent Lynn Westmoreland. For the 118th Congress, 57-year-old Ferguson has served on the Budget, Ways and Means, and Joint Economic Committees. Both Georgia State Senators Mike Dugan and Matt Brass, when contacted by WLBB Radio on Thursday, said they would consider running for the District 3 congressional seat in 2024. Governor Brian Kemp on Thursday announcing that Coweta Judicial Circuit Chief Assistant District Attorney Jet Bettinger will become the newest judge in the Coweta Judicial Circuit. The addition of a new judgeship was created for the district in 2023 by House Bill 243. Bettinger has held the Chief Assistant District Attorney role since 2021. He previously worked as Senior Assistant District Attorney. Bettinger earned a Bachelor's in History from Auburn University and a JD from Samford University's Cumberland School of Law. Bettinger and Tallapoosa Judicial Circuit Deputy Chief Assistant District Attorney Sarah Japor were the only two candidates on the shortlist for the vacancy released earlier this year. The Georgia Department of Education this week releasing the College and Career Performance Index data for each school in the state for 2023. Carrollton High School performing significantly better than the state average in 3 of 5 categories. Carrollton High receiving a score of 64.1 versus the state average of 65, though, when it comes to content mastery, which addresses whether students are achieving at the level necessary to be prepared for the next grade, college, or career. It includes achievement scores in English, language arts, mathematics, science, and social studies based on student performance on the Georgia Milestones Assessment System and the Georgia Alternate Assessment. Carrollton High more than 7 points higher than the state average for the measurement of English learners making progress towards English language proficiency. Carrollton High seeming to struggle, though, when it comes to all students and all subgroups continuing to make improvements year to year. Carrollton receiving a score of 48.4. The state average is close to 20 points higher. When it comes to student participation in activities preparing them for and demonstrating readiness for the next level, college or career, CHS scoring an 83.6 compared to the state's score of 71.4, and Carrollton's graduation rate for 2023 was 91.9 compared to the state average of 84.9. Detailed explanations of the CCRP are available online at gadoe.org. A Bowden man recently sharing his story of surviving a tractor crash and how his faith in God has seen him through tough times.
October the 28th, about 5:30 in the afternoon, one of my friends was needing some hay, so I had the tractor. I had to get up on Highway 27, and I was headed south, and I'd pulled out, and I was almost at the driveway. I don't remember hearing anything or seeing anything, but I was fixing to turn in the driveway, and then all of a sudden, I could just feel the tractor just start to turn over, and I was like, what in the world? Then I saw the underside of a pickup truck, and then that's really all I remember as far as the accident occurring.
Jamie Wilkinson was the guest on a recent WLBB Community Voice hosted by Sarah Claudia Kane.
After that, when I was getting loaded in the back of the ambulance, I started coming to a little bit. Everything was kind of foggy and everything, and I didn't remember much, but I do remember one of the ambulance ladies. She was standing over praying, and I knew then everything was going to be fine. The Lord spoke. It was just a calm feeling that he just assured me everything was going to be good.
And that complete Community Voice program is archived online at newstalk1330.com. Carroll County Commission Chairman Michelle Morgan on Thursday announcing the appointments of new elections supervisor and election and registration manager following the retirement of longtime elections officials Greg Rigby and Carolyn Driver. Morgan appointing Temple native Keith West as elections supervisor. West currently assists the finance director in reporting for the judicial ARPA grant. He serves as the treasurer and former past president of the Bowden Kiwanis Club, is a member of Bowden Baptist Church, and served on the executive committee for the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. Morgan also appointing a Carrollton native, Will Hobson, as election and registration manager. Hobson has worked as an assistant poll manager for Carroll County since 2020. He's also a staff member at the local Woodland Christian Camp in Temple. serves as a traveling judge for the Carrollton High School debate team and is co-chair of the Presbyterian College Conduct and Ethics Board. West Georgia residents, get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.